You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Urban Monk UK with Urban Monk.
Urban Monk.
Live from Facebook, search Urban Monk UK.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Urban Monk UK
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, and welcome wherever you're watching live or on catch up. This is the Urban Monk 101, mindfulness, and talking about how thinking is killing you. You're live on A1R Radio and Moonstruck TV. Tonight, I want to continue the theme of mindfulness, and we're going to talk about faking it. Fake it till you make it. Psychology says, and it's a quite popular thing, fake it till you make it or live as is. So if you believe that you're going to be happy or wealthy, you'll be happy and eventually wealthy. The brain starts to work towards those kind of vibrational energies. And whatever you think, you get. We've talked about it many times. We'll continue to talk about it. If you think negativity, you're going to get negativity. So we want to talk on a positive slant, and I want to talk to you about a little test I've got. The theme of practice has been running through my shows recently, and here's another one for you. I heard this on the radio in the UK some time ago, and during my two-week walkabout, I've been absent for 2 weeks, as you probably know. I apologize for that, but I've been doing quite a lot of research and getting myself into places that aren't as nice as the ones that I'm sitting with the backdrop tonight, but you can't have it all. Anyway, in 1988, Fritz Stark and a team of psychologists developed what they call the PEN paradigm. So basically what we do, they discovered that if you take a simple pen and place it between your teeth, the muscles in the face react as if you were actually smiling. The brain then perceives that movement of the muscular body. So we think and the body reacts, or we react and the brain takes over to make that thing so. So if you hold the pen between your teeth, the face looks like and feels like it's smiling. So the brain creates oxytocin and other happy chemicals to make you live as if you were happy. Constant repetition and practice will eventually lead to a state of happiness because the body will be flooded with the happy chemicals. The same test, so they got a group of people, one half, don't know how many they were, one half kept the pen between the teeth and the other half kept the pen between the lips. That then creates a frown. I'll show you in a minute. So if you're watching, grab yourself a pen or a pencil, anything will do. And when you put it between your teeth, looks kind of weird, right? But it makes the face form a smile. Even if you're not happy, the brain thinks that the body is functioning the way you would do if you were smiling. That then creates pathways. It creates the chemicals in the body that circulate around through a form of happiness, developing into eventual full-on happiness. Now, I know I'm a miserable-looking guy. I've been told many times, so don't laugh and don't write in and don't have a word with Dave to get me thrown off the show. But if you put it between your lips instead of your teeth, I look more miserable than normal. So again, the miserable state of the face creates the energy and the vibration and the neuropathways to create unhappiness, depression, and anxiety. So we don't recommend that you try that practice. We just go for the pen in the teeth. Just while you're watching TV, not while you're driving, not while you're working. Your boss might have something to say about that. But while you're watching TV or in a relaxed state, just simply put the pen in the mouth and create that weird look of happiness and smiling. It was proven by the test that Prak did that the happiness chemicals start to flow. Basically, the test was one half had the pen in the teeth, the other half had the pen in the lips. Then they watched cartoons, and they proved, again, also through MRIs, that the happy part of the brain was activated with the pen between the teeth, and the depressed, sad elements of the brain were highlighted during the pen being in the lips. But when they watched the cartoon, the ones with the pen in the teeth found them funnier to a higher percent than the ones that had the pen in the lips. It sounds a little bit woo-woo, sounds a little bit strange, but I got into mindfulness and the Urban Monk UK through rejection of what was woo-woo. I obviously thought all this spiritual psychic nonsense was just that, psychic nonsense. But following on from my road trip and my epiphany, I realized that the universe, us, the pen, everything is just merely energy vibration. Molecules, atoms, space between molecules and atoms. And so through mindfulness, if we think long and hard enough about something, which may well be £1 million, it may well be a new car, it may well just be to be happy, it may well be just to be content. So with the test we did last time, with the hands on the thighs and the fact you can't feel the sensation of the hands and the feet on the floor and think of the Eiffel Tower or the Statue of Liberty at the same time, this shows for us, or for myself, that the brain can only do one thing at one time. And it's the pen in the mouth, pen in the teeth, will stimulate those muscles and the forehead, the lack of frowning that goes along with smiling. And inside the body, inside the head, we have what we call mirror hormones or mirror neurons. Who's yawned and somebody near you has yawned at the same time? Or you see somebody yawn and you yawn with them. And that's exactly what the mirror neurons do. They will copy what someone else in your vicinity is doing. And if you smile, someone 9 times out of 10 will smile back at you. If a stranger walks past you and smiles in your direction, you'll make eye contact and you'll smile back at them. It's obvious. It's logical, but we don't think about it. It's something that happens naturally, like the breath, like the heartbeat, like the blood flowing around the body. So we link into what nature is teaching us and telling us what to do. The universe is vibrational energy. We are vibrational energy. Once we start to think of a certain thing, our mind, our thoughts, which are vibrational energy, which is why I focus on that part of the thinking side of humanity that's killing us, those are just vibrational forms of energy. So if you're thinking happy thoughts, if you're smiling, your body, your brain, the thoughts you're having are vibrating at that smiley, happy, jokey, laughy, not woo-woo energy, and it will attract someone else to smile back at you. It works for everything. I'm not just talking about what I think this is. I've been researching for the last 2 weeks on neuroscience and manifesting within neuroscience, which, as anybody knows out there, neuroscience is an actual thing. It's a science. It's got people well more learned than what I am that are focusing on the science behind what our thoughts can do. So I've said a long time, think of a red car, focus on a red car, you'll see more red cars. Now, the science fraternity will have you believe that you're seeing more red cars because you're more aware of them, which is a factual thing, I guess. But it's more from my point of view and from Eckhart Tolle's point of view and from mindfulness point of view and from manifesting point of view, it's the fact that you're sending out vibrational thoughts that thing that you see the most is vibrating at. A car will vibrate at a different energy level than you because it's a car and not a human. a tree will vibrate at a different energy level to you because it's a tree and not a human. But it's manifesting, whatever you want to call it, it doesn't matter. They're putting it in science terms because the majority of people, like me, pre-monk, don't believe in woo-woo. Okay, but I've been around this sort of sphere long enough to know now that science and woo-woo are exactly the same thing. It's just different schools of thought that buy into or reject one or the other. But science and scientists are now starting to acknowledge that manifesting is a thing. They'll dress it up slightly differently, but at the end of the day, whether you see them because you're focusing on them or you'll see them because your energy vibration is the same as that thing that you're looking for, matters not. It's just different wording. I believe that it's the thought and the energy and the vibration that we send out into the universe that will attract those elements that you're looking for. So just simply, again, to recap before I finish, because I know Dave's looking at the clock and he's about to give me the 2-minute warning. So take a pen, put it in your mouth with your teeth, bite into it, and smile all day long. Don't try the other one. I mean, you can, just for test purposes. But if you try the other one, we're going to be creating that negativity that we don't want. You can see from myself, I'll do it because I'm enlightened and I don't get affected by negativity. I'm miserable, far more miserable than I normally am. And I am. Those things that is worth a try, while ever you do it, just on a side note, there we go, 2-minute warning. Just on a side note, from a manifesting point of view, and I've said this in my previous incarnations a couple of years ago, sports people pretend that they're playing the game. They practice over and over again. I think it was Serena Williams or a sister who used to visualize the game way well in advance of playing the game. She would visualize every shot. She would visualize where she should be on the court. She would visualize it. Footballers, Andy Cole, a guy from Nottingham that used to play for Manchester United, he used to visualize running through the defense, and he used to practice without a ball so that when it happened, it was instinctive. They were sending out that vibrational energy to manifest that movement at the time. It also then programs the neurons in the brain to be able to react as soon as that instant happens, rather than having to think about it. Pen in the teeth, smile all day long, look after yourselves. Hit me up on Urban Monk UK on Facebook. Long Road to Richmond is still available on Facebook, or urbanmonkuk@gmail.com. And I'll see you this time next week. Keep your powder dry and keep that pen in your mouth. Take it easy.